With the recent ice storm that hit the Ozarks, a lot of folks are now looking at what are we going to do with all the tree damage that has happened. Well, in the studio with us today is Stephen Laval from the Missouri Department of Conservation. He is their arborist, and he is here today to help us understand maybe some good ideas and things that we can do to help keep our trees healthy, as well as get them cleaned up and looking good again for spring. Stephen, thank you for coming and joining us again today.
Good to be here.
Now, let's talk about the what folks can do. A lot of folks I know in our neighborhood where I live, there's a lot of limbs that are down. A lot of those are older trees, a lot of the maples and things that we had talked about, and some of them were new growth back from the ice storm of 2007 that had come back, and it just wasn't quite ready for what had happened. Let's talk about trimming those branches up. What's some things folks need to keep in mind if they're going to take the chain saw out there and they're going to start maybe whacking on that tree to get them branches cleaned up?
Well, the first thing we would talk about would be safety. You know, safety first. Using a chainsaw is a dangerous business if you mm-hmm. don't use it every day. The first thing you should pay attention to is your safety equipment. You need a hard hat. You need ear protection. Chainsaws are very loud and they can damage your hearing. You need leather gloves, long sleeve shirt, long pants. You know, leather boots are best. Don't cut in tennis shoes. And then the most important thing that you can have, if you have a chainsaw, you should have a pair of chainsaw chaps. The chainsaw chaps will save you from very expensive hospital bill. All it takes is one slip up with a chainsaw, and you can do major, major damage to your legs.
And the chaps are actually really good, and they're not that expensive, as you mentioned, and able to be able to a lot cheaper than an emergency room bill, and definitely worth saving your leg for.
Right. You know, I won't even start a chainsaw without having a pair of chaps on, because I've seen, you know, being in the forestry business for 20 years, you know, I've seen firsthand accidents with chainsaws, and they are some of the most ugly cuts you can ever imagine. And the chainsaw doesn't recognize flesh. It does not recognize bone. It'll cut through all of it in a heartbeat. And that's what the chainsaw chaps are designed to do, is stop the chainsaw before it can get to your skin.
Safety, number one priority. Definitely take care of that. Now we've got our safety equipment on, and we're headed out there ready to make our trees look good again. And what a lot of folks may be doing is thinking, you know what, if I can just cut off where the break was, that's good enough. But it's not good to leave stubs or stumps on them trees, is it?
Right. And that's one of the things that as you look around your yard, you may notice that a lot of the breaks that you have are on sprouts that grew off of the trees from the 2007 ice storm. Basically what you had a little stub sticking out there, and then the limbs came off from behind that stub. And anywhere a branch sprouts out of the side of another branch like that, it's going to have a weaker bond. So it's just not as strong as the original branch. So the best thing to do is to go back down the limb until you find a place where there's another main branch coming off. Or if it happens to go all the way back to the main stem, go ahead and cut it off back there. And if you look at a branch, you'll see that where it meets another branch, there'll be a little swollen place there, and you want to cut it off just beyond that little swelling.
Before the swelling place, right?
Right. You want to cut it off just before that. You don't want to cut into that swell, because that's where a tree's natural defense line is. And so what it'll do is it'll wall off the cells that are beyond that, and basically it makes a place that's resistant to rot and decay.
Now, you're talking about on that swelling, which we know what you're talking about, on the side of the main trunk or on the side of the branch you're cutting off?
Well, it depends on how far down the branch you're having to go. If you go all the way down to the main trunk, there'll be a swelling just outside the parallel of the trunk. Usually, if you look down at it, it's about a 10-degree angle downward. So it'll be wider below the branch than it is at the top. And you can sort of see that swell as you go up the stem. You'll see where it turns out onto the branch. Mm-hmm. And right there at that point, there'll be a little swollen spot. You want to leave that swollen spot and cut it off outside it.
On the outside, on the
limb outside edge.
Okay, great. Now, cutting those branches, whenever you do that, there's a reason why you want to go all the way back. Because, of course, if you leave it up there, it's very susceptible to a lot of different things. And it's not healthy for the tree's growth, is it?
Right. When you've got those breaks out there, what happens is the tree can't wall that off. It's just too complicated, and that's not where it's set up to do it. And so what happens is, when you break those branches off, rot will get into the limb and it will continue to progress down into the limb. So any one of those stubs that you have out there, if you look around, a lot of the stuff that's laying in your yard right now, you'll see that inside the wood there was sort of a brown streak that went down. That was the damage of the rot that got in 07. So that rot gets in, goes down the tree, and it makes that tree weaker, even way down into the tree. And a lot of what I've seen so far has been that kind of breaks.
Now, I know a lot of folks, when they cut branches like that, they think that it's good for slapping some paint on it, or maybe put some tar on it or something like that. A lot of people have a lot of different ideas to be able to protect that tree. Is that, well, a good idea?
As long as you're trimming in the wintertime, the tree's natural defense is the best defense. So it's best to leave that open and let it dry out, because funguses, as everyone knows, like wet, dark places. Mm-hmm. Well, if you put tar or anything else over that branch, you've just created a wet, dark place, and that's where the funguses will live. So it's best to let it dry out, as long as it's not holding water. So as long as it's not a flat, a flat cut on the top of a tree, as long as it has some angle to it, the best thing to do is leave it alone and let it dry out on its own.
And that's a good point, too. You want to make sure that the trees you mentioned, or the branches, are cut at an angle in order to be able to let the water run off, right?
Right. Yeah. You don't want it to look like the top of a fence post. If it's that kind of a prune, it may be best, what we call main stem pruning, and taking it down at the ground level. Particularly trees like pears. If you have a pear tree and it broke off, if you've got major breakage in a pear tree and it's over 10 or 12 inches around where it broke off, it's probably best to cut it off the ground and start over again.
You can always buy another tree.
You can always get another pear tree.
and one that will probably hopefully be stronger and better than that one that you try to just save there. So, and I know a lot of folks too, they are probably had their limbs with the ice. First thing it seems like they like to do is weigh down, and those tree limbs bend. Mm-hmm. Well, in bending those, it does put some strain on the limbs and might even cause some damage, you're saying, up towards the main part of the tree.
Right. If you had a limb that bent over a long ways, or you had a tree that laid over a long ways and made that big, like the McDonald's arch or the St. Louis arch on it, you want to look up there where it bent the most and make sure there's no cracks in the bark running, basically up and down the tree. Because sometimes those branches can crack and be quite heavily damaged but not break completely, and what'll happen is as that tree continues to grow, that weakness will still be at that point, and sometimes later on as the tree gets heavier, those branches will break off in wind storms and things like that from that older damage.
So be a good idea to maybe inspect those branches that you notice that were probably laying over quite a bit, and just to kind of see what would they be looking for as far as
you'll see cracks in the bark. If it's been strained too much, if it has cracked the bark,
even though the limb has come back up,
right? Even though the limb has come back up, you can still look at that bark where it was bent the most, and you'll see cracks that run basically along the length of the limb, and they may only be 6 to 10 inches long. But if there's 5 or 6 cracks running long ways down the limb, it's probably best to go ahead and prune that limb off.
Okay.
Because it's significantly weakened.
Something else folks like to do when they have an ice storm, things like this, let's just call the tree trimmer and just have him top the trees. Just kind of cut them all up.
Right.
Is that a good idea to go in and actually just kind of just top it off and make it look good again?
It will never be the same. It's once you've topped a tree, it can never survive. It can never be strong again, because if you think about a way a tree grows by laying tissue on the outside of a branch. So the center of the branch starts all the way back at the center of the tree, and that basically builds on it, like if you're building a Lego tree. Basically, you'd build blocks on the outside of it, but that center block all the way down into the middle is the strongest attachment. What happens is if you top a tree, wherever you had one strong branch, now you're going to have 6 to 8 weak branches, because it's going to send out little branches around the edges of the cut, and so those are going to be weak branches, and they will break off in storms. So once you've topped a tree, you're going to have to keep topping that tree every couple of years to keep the branches short, because once they get long, unless you can keep up the topping, it's always going to make it weak. And the other thing is, when you cut those branches off and leave stubs, you allow rot to get into the center of the tree.
So rather than just go in and just kind of top it off and think that we're cleaning it up, it might be just go in almost like a surgeon and just kind of clean it up then.
Right. And that's what you want to do. You want to clean up the broken limbs, If you need to take weight off, you can trim it from the inside, but you still want to leave those main branches that they're that the length that they are.
Now, the main thing is to remember, I guess, if we are trimming our trees right, trees will heal, won't they?
They will heal. They have natural defenses. Like I said, basically what they do is they build a wall inside the limb that basically walls off the rot. And as long as you can get that wall established, the tree can survive and thrive and do fine. We have big trees out there at the office that we've pruned, and some of those prunes were as big around as your arm. And now, 5 years later, that wound is completely healed over and sealed up.
So pruning a tree is not a bad thing. Just make sure you prune it in the right way.
It just needs to be pruned correctly. And if you're talking about limbs that are up in the top of the tree, unless you're really good with a long pole saw, best thing to do is to hire a professional and get them to do it.
Let's talk about the professionals, because some professionals carry a little bit more credibility than others because they've done a little bit more research. It's not just about owning a chainsaw and a bucket truck. You kind of need to know what you're doing if you're going to do it right. What's some things folks can look for? They say, you know what, this is a bigger job than what I can handle, or I'm older and I really can't get out there and do that. I want to hire somebody to do it. What's some things that they need to look for in hiring someone?
Well, probably the highest level of arborist would be a certified arborist, and the certified arborists have a extensive training and certification from the International Society of Arboriculture, and that is a national and international recognized body that basically gives training. These people will have training in tree climbing, they'll have training in pruning, they have training in tree health and what to look for and how to do it right, and so that would be the highest level of training. You know, beyond that, if you're just looking at somebody that's, a tree service here in town, make sure they have insurance, make sure they have the equipment to get it done. You know, if they start getting out of the truck and they don't put on safety equipment like we discussed before, they're cutting without a hard hat, they're cutting without chaps, do not let them on the property. You know, if they're not being safe, you don't want them there.
Yeah.
The next best thing to do is check references. You know, any professional should be able to give you some local references and, go by and look at the work they've just done in the next previous few days. If it's not cleaned up well, then, chances are you're not going to be cleaned up well. The other thing is make sure whatever agreement you make on price, on what they're going to do, on what you expect them to do, put it in writing. You know, sit down at the kitchen table, write down a simple contract. You're going to do this. I'm going to do this. This is how much we're going to pay you. And both of you sign it. That way there's no misunderstandings.
If you're going to do it, now is really the best time to do it, isn't it?
Right. That's one thing nice about ice storms as compared with tornadoes and things that happen in the summertime. This is the perfect time to be pruning trees because the trees are dormant. So the wood is the limbs are lighter because they're not full of leaves. The other thing is right now, so are the diseases. The diseases and funguses that might be blowing around in the summertime air are dormant right now also. So it's a great time to prune your trees. The other thing to think of is there's a lot of good information online. You know, you can go to the International Society of Arboriculture, and there are brochures there on how to prune correctly. Missouri Department of Conservation also has some good stuff, and probably it'll be promoted on our website now that there's ice in the state. They'll be probably right there on the top of our website at mdc.gov, and you can look there and get some really good information on how to prune correctly, how to hire an arborist. All of that will probably be promoted on our website soon.
If folks see some limbs up in their trees and they're kind of worried about them, maybe they're still attached for now, how concerned should they be about getting those things down?
Well, I mean, you've got a little time to think about it. It just depends on how much the break was. You know, if it's broken three quarters through the limb, you know, it's probably going to fall within the next few months. Sometimes those limbs are still hanging up there, and we've seen limbs out in the woods that are still falling from 07. I mean, and here we are 10 years later. Those things can hang up there a long time, but the thing to really consider and to watch out for is what is the target? You know, what is under that tree that's of value? You know, if it's over your kid's place, you know, if there's a swing set under it, if it's over your front driveway, your front walk, you know, you need to get somebody to get that thing down before it falls, because it could fall at any time. could even fall on a calm day because the rot's going to get in there. It's going to rot off, and it is going to fall. You know, if it's in the back fence, you know, where it's not going to fall on anything that's important, you know, you've got time to sit around and think about that. But, you know, think about what the hazard is if that tree falls out and somebody's walking under it.
All right. Stephen Laval from the Missouri Department of Conservation here in Lebanon. And thank you so much for just sharing some great tips and helping us to have some happy trees, as a famous painter I know used to say. So appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks.